Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Mama Seven, and this is A Wonderful Approach. Welcome to Wednesdays, our wonderful Wednesday, or like our sister Unique would say, working on me Wednesday. Lord, it's some work. Lord, I'm a work in progress. Oh my goodness, I am not there yet. Every time I start to feel old, I make a young mistake. I don't want to call it the mistake. I want to call it a young mistake. It's a mistake that an average young person would make. It's okay. You know, people make mistakes. I'm a person. Mistakes are made. You're a person. Mistakes are made. The thing is, how do we come back from them? You know, how do we stay focused on the positive? So it's been that Wednesday. The days are getting longer, which is wonderful. I get to travel later. I enjoy, you know, I'm a very sun-motivated person. You know, the sun encourages me, inspires me, motivates me, gives me energy. And so that means I'm up longer, and I love that. But when you're fasting and you're waiting for that sun to go down, it's a little different. That sun sits up there and gets real comfortable in the middle of the sky, acts like it doesn't want to come down. But, yeah, it's been a wonderful fast day. It's been a good week. Why was it a good week? Because I was insistent on it being a good week. I chose to make it a good week. So to be clear, that does not mean that I didn't have challenges. I did. It did not mean that everything was hunky-dory. It doesn't mean that all my enemies just laid down their weapons, and it doesn't mean any of those things. It meant that I was not going to allow my spirit to be dominated. I was not going to allow my spirit to be, feel, act inferior. I was not going to allow my spirit to be less than, when I know that it was created by the great I am, and therefore it contains traces of familiarity with a greatness, you know? So this week, even though I had just the same amount of obstacles, if not a little more, I just refused to bow to it. I'm not going to bow to the negativity. I won't bow to the conspiracy theories, false narratives, slander, gossip. Just make your choice. I wasn't doing it. And even though there were times where I could see and feel that I was tired and, you know, I may not be, like, punching back as fast as I should, whatever, I still felt stronger than I had last challenge. You know, Sister Melissa was saying, you know, I may not be 100 right now, but I can feel I was better and stronger than yesterday. And I like that. I'm better and stronger than I was last emergency. You know, I didn't have to go down on two knees. I just went down on one knee, and I was able to maintain. Whatever your victory is, claim it. You know, whatever your good thing is, whatever you refused to go down on, whatever it is, claim the victory. Write down your positive. And, you know, you may have to pop your collar a little bit. It's okay. But claim that positive. I did not buy in when that crazy girl left herself wide open for me to give her that 1-2. I didn't do it. I resisted. I didn't give in when it seemed like I was down and I wanted to fuss, cry, whatever. I didn't do it. I was able to find strength beyond the strength I thought I had, and I was able to continue and push further and harder, all that good stuff. So this is where we are, friends and family. Okay, so last week we were talking about signs and symptoms of spiritual stress. our spirit itself gets stressed. It was a great show. You know, it was a great show because, of course, I have great callers that call in, and they help to educate us. I am not a wonderful approach. I'm in a wonderful approach. I help guide and push a wonderful approach, but trust me, it is not all me. I have bomb people. I have amazing souls that say, I'm going to rock this world with you. We're going to do this together. We're going to build together. So I'm thankful and grateful, appreciative, and I keep my learning ears on all the time when I'm around them because they're always here. God has intentionally put them in my life so that I can learn from them. So, you know, I tell people, if you're not learning and teaching and learning, you're doing it wrong. So as I go forward with whatever, classes, workshops, whatever I am doing, I am always teaching and I am always actively learning. If you're not doing it that way, you're wasting time. I'm telling you. So last week's show, talking about that spiritual stress. Why do we got to talk about that? Why, Mama Seven, that sounds negative. And it's not that it's negative, but it's a reality. Our spirits do get stressed. Our spirits do take on too much. We run them hard with no gas. We run our spirits hard with no rest, poor food, under stressful conditions, in negative environments. We got to do better than that. So the whole show was about us spending time recognizing those signs, recognizing when we're doing that, and then what are the solutions. And it was a great show. I know the big takeaways for me, and this means I'm going to have to live it, my life a little differently. It means I'm going to have to make some changes, bigger changes than what I thought I was going to have to make. So one of the big, you know, ways to change and to heal your spirit, sleep. How many of us are getting 8 hours of sleep? Not even close. And guess what? 4 plus 4 hours of sleep is still not 8 hours of sleep. So my 2 plus 2 definitely ain't cutting it. Our bodies are repairing themselves as we sleep. While we're asleep, our spirit is resting. Our guardian angels come in. While we're sleeping, we're getting our spiritual downloads. There's so much that needs to happen during that time period. 2 plus 2 hours is not enough time to get all that done. So when it comes to de-stressing, you gotta let this stress go. We have to let, and stress isn't always a bad thing. I mean, sometimes I'm up praying. Sometimes I'm up cleaning shrines, whatever. It doesn't mean that I'm up under the gun, but if I'm not allowing my body to go through its repair process, then I am tearing it down. I'm negatively impacting it. And doing that over a certain amount of time definitely has its challenges. So the radio program, not enough rest, not enough water, not enough exercise. We're not putting the right things in our bodies. So it was a real interesting program. I don't know. I get to see all the titles to the programs. And if you go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page or a wonderfulapproach.com, you get to see all the titles of the shows. And I'm like, ooh, we spirit is hollering. Spirit is telling us we're not taking care of our body. We're not taking care of our mind. We're not taking care of our spirit strong enough. We got to get more protective. We got to get stronger. So all of this is leading up to this great moment here for our fast. All right? So if you didn't get a chance to check out last week's show, please check it out. Listen. See yourself. As I was going through, as I was listening, and as callers were calling in and sharing, I was like, yeah, I see myself. I hear myself. okay, let's work on this. Oh, that's wonderful. That's what's actually supposed to be going on. We're supposed to be hearing ourselves. We're supposed to be, you know, like the Christians call it conviction, getting convicted in the spirit. We're supposed to be able to hear spirit speaking to us. And so we have to be able to listen. That's the only way this works. Okay? All right. So here we are. This is the Wednesday before Devotions 2021. Incredible. That's all I can say. Incredible. Devotions 2021. What this is an intentional offering for God. Okay? That's what devotions is. It's 30 days where we slow this world down and we focus and have a God-centered life. All right? This is what we do every Wednesday. We fast. We get into our whites. We focus our energy on the positive. We make the extra prayer. We eat the better food. So we're going to say, that's wonderful. That's great. That Wednesday is a sacrifice, trust me. By the time you get to this point, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, Wednesdays is Wednesday. But Wednesday an hour ago, it was real in the field, okay? So what you're going to do now is say, for 30 days, 13 days, we're going to have a God-centered life. And this is a really high spiritual time. You know, we don't acknowledge it, but it is. We just got finished with Easter. This fast correlates with the fast that the Muslims do called Ramadan, which is also 30 days where they give up food. A lot of times it's food and water from sunup to sundown. This fast is at a really pivotal time. We're bringing in spring. And so now is the time to create and to bring about manifestation. That this is the seasonal time for manifesting. So we're going to take this fast and we're going to toil and toil. It's going to feel like some toiling. You're going to be like, look here, Mama Seven. You know, we're going to get our work in efforts to be able to harvest at the end of this 30 days. Now, I can tell you, spirit has already been working. Prayers have already been answered. There's a very strong energy of blessings coming forward. And I'll tell you, one thing about Mama Seven, I'm going to tell you, a lot of these blessings are focused around love and children, okay? I have seen with my eyeballs so many blessings coming around those that, I don't want to say do the right thing, but lack of a better word, that do the right thing and that submit themselves in relationships. The blessings I have seen come forward in just the last 6 months alone are mind-boggling. You know, I'm hearing of children in places where, you know, people thought, oh, I didn't know I could have children. You know, I wanted children. I didn't know I could have them. I'm seeing in situations where love renewals, love rekindling. I mean, it has been about the positive aspects of love. Now, you know, everybody says, okay, love's always positive. Not necessarily. You know, there are times when, you know, love and passion can pervert itself and it runs and it does weird things. And people, it really becomes more heartache related and stuff. But the past 6 months, I have not seen the heartache. What I've seen is just that raw beauty and commitment to love and to all the possibilities that love brings about. And, you know, and also when it comes to love, and I don't know why love got to jump in here like this, I am not the unconditional love person. So they need to call back when Mama Khadijah's online. That is, this is not my forte. Love is not always romantic. You know, you can have a sincere, strong, platonic love, and it still counts as love. You can have a love for your brother and your sister. You can have a love for humanity, a love for a passion for work, a passion for, you know, a project, whatever. You know, so this, all of those are still traces and spaces of love, okay? So if you're feeling any of that, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if it wakes you up early in the morning and keeps you up late at night, because that's just the energy that we're existing in right now, okay? So when we think about this 2021 devotions, we're going to go through what the devotions is. How do you participate? What does it mean? And then I'm going to ask those that either have done the fast before, or if you know what you would like to offer, there's one line that's blank. We'll go through it. But if you already know how to fill in your blank, press one, shout it out, let us know what you're going to be doing, that little extra thing, because it's the extra thing to me that's the killer, okay? Okay, so devotions, what we do, it is extra prayer, extra fast, extra, okay? There are a couple of general rules. I'm creating the box for you now. I'm going to give you those things, and for those that I know are participating, I'm going to be sending out a text this weekend, and so you'll find, you know, it'll list all the things we're going to be focusing on and things we're not focusing on, okay? Number one, no profanity or curse words, okay? Now, in the past, we said, okay, get a swear jar. If you have a little slip up, you know, put your money in the swear jar, okay? Some of these swear jars, though, were quite healthy, okay? We don't want healthy swear jars. We just want, you know, that's just a visual representation of things we have to work on, blah, blah, blah. But really, the purpose is not to start the GoFundMe through the swear jar, okay? I want you to stop swearing. We have to cut this profanity down, okay? When it comes to being, you know, spiritual leaders, and I'm not saying we got to be perfect, okay? And as I'm about to preface this, I think about the whole Kirk Franklin fiasco, and I think that's funny, I'm sorry. But, you know, we are far from perfect, far from perfect. But the whole journey in life is to do better and to be better. One way to do better and be better is we have got to clean up aspects of ourselves that we can clean up, okay? So, you know, profanity, that's your mouth. No one else controls what goes in it or what comes out of it. You would think now, you know, because your boo thing call you with that mess, and you'd be like, look here. Stop right there. You are still in control of your mouth. I don't care what nobody says around you. I don't care how hard you stub that toe. I don't care. You know, we have to really get to the point where we're saying, now, okay, granted, stub your toe, I get it. But come on. You didn't slice it off. It's still there. Come on. So for 30 days, we're going to work on this no profanity or cursing. And there needs to be a double penalty if you're doing this with children. Do not cuss at children. Please. Their spirits are so open. They're getting everything. Everything we give them, they are absorbing it. It goes straight to the core. They haven't toughened up their skin to build up any defenses yet. So everything that we do with them and around them needs to be positive, uplifting, fulfilling, nurturing, nourishing, not damaging, okay? So, number one, no profanity, no cursing, 30 days, get the swear jar ready. Number two, absolutely no fast food, okay? Now, some of us will fast from sunup to sundown. Those are my advanced fasters, okay? That means we've gotten all the little things done, and we're going for the gusto, sunup to sundown, no food. I always do water. That water will be up to you. I live in South Georgia. I think it was like 85 degrees today. I have to have some water, but I don't have to have the food. But no matter where you are with food aspect, we're not doing fast food. Okay? What is fast food? Everything. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Subway, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Papa Do's. I don't care. If it's not from your house or your mama's house, it's fast food. If somebody didn't take their hands, and I'm not talking about no hands with gloves on them and putting your little burger in there. No, no. Real food. You know, this actually no fast food is really good because, one, for a lot of reasons. One, we get lazy, family. I'm so sorry. This is one of those sister girl conversations. And if you need to sit down and take two gulps with Mom 7, it's okay. Just relax and brace yourself. But we really get lazy with certain things. We know that you can wake up a little earlier and prepare your own food. But it's convenient, and sometimes it tastes good. I'll just eat a little something out, grab something on the way to work, whatever, right? No. Because for 30 days, when you're living a God-centered life, you can't have people you don't know over your food. You can't have people you don't know over something as vital as food. Food is vital. Food goes into our spirit. You know what I'm saying? We're digesting food. So whatever energy that person prepared your food in, you're going to swallow it. It doesn't matter. We pray over our food, right? So we even our fast food. So we get the food and we whisper our little prayers over it. What if the person that's made the food is full-fledged cussing over your food? They're not even whispering. They just yelling, fussing. What happens when there's chaos in the kitchen and this one's yelling at that one and your poor little food just laying there, huh? Do you think your little whispers of prayers will outdo the yelling and negativity of somebody that may be working a job they don't want to work? How about? So let's for just a moment decide we are going to intentionally prepare our own food. We're going to intentionally pack our food. For those that are, you know, not doing the full fast, but you're going to be watching what you eat and everything, oh, yeah, watch that. And I learned this from my dear sister Nisi, even Shorty Bops. You know, now I do this, period, because if I can't get none, you can't get none. But even kids can not do the fast food. This weekend, Talib and I will probably go and eat something cute. This is our Lent, you know, where we know that after this weekend, ain't going to be no more, at least not for 30 days. So we're going to go. We're probably going to get some drinks, you know. I mean, like sweet tea drinks, but we're going to be out because we know we're going to intentionally pull that energy in. So not only are we pulling the energy in and we need to prepare our food at home this 30 days, we also, the money that I spend, and I'll go grab a biscuit in the morning twice a week. I'll go grab the boy a pizza once a week. although the money that I would spend, I'm going to be putting that aside for a donation. Okay? So going out to food, there's two parts to that. One, the food part, the money. Let's find something positive to do with that. All right, number three. Number three, no sodas. All right, so you want me to say it? No sodas, no monster drinks, no, just no. Sodas are really, really not healthy for us, you know, and especially the way I do it. I am very comfortable, and I don't drink a lot of sodas exclusively. I drink soda, tea, coffee, water, Crystal Light. You know, all those things outside of the water are chemicals. I'm not squeezing any orange juice and drinking orange juice. You know, some of this juice, I think it says, you know, 10% juice. And my brain wants to say, well, what's the other 90%? But I have to fight and say, no, don't ask. Pray over it. This 30 days, we're just not going to do it. We're going to drink water. And for those that drink water already, we're going to try to get our water consumption up. Remember, water, we already established, water helps repair our body. Water is an essential element. So no sodas, all right? So I just said a whole lot of no's. I had three no's. Now let's go. Number four, increase prayers and spiritual studies. How about? Because I just said a whole bunch of no's, and I don't want you to think that this is the no diet or the no fast. It's not. It's very balanced. Increase prayers. I don't know anyone outside of an elder Iya who, Alajoye, who prays for 2 hours a day. I'm like, well, there's the whole day. Praying my little time will wipe me out. 2 hours? Oh, I ain't got nothing after 2 hours. But I'm not saying go 2 hours. I'm saying increase. So what does increase mean? Don't make me say it. Increase is more. That's what it means. So what did I do? I scheduled some classes that I'm going to be teaching and just going over and helping people understand more about their spirituality. I'm going to be moving forward in helping those get those little tidbits, create that new understanding. So we're going to increase prayer. Increasing prayer, I remember when maybe about 10 years, no, I keep saying 10 years. All right, so Talib is 15. So maybe 15 years now that I don't watch TV. And I started because I realized I didn't have enough time to do all the things I wanted to do. And so I was like, oh, I have to pull up somewhere. And I decided TV, that was going to be it. Even now, I made the mistake. It's a mistake. I made the mistake of installing TikTok. Oh, my God. This thing is so much fun. You see all the funny cat videos. People are singing, and I'm wasting time. Uninstall. I really just don't have it like that. And I really don't know too many people who do. I believe that these types of things are set up to distract us. We have high destinies to achieve. And don't get me wrong, cat videos can make your day, okay? If you're having a rough day, and you are interested in seeing the cats either yell or fuss or fight. I do the reaction videos. So I have cats. And so I love seeing my cats react to the cat video. Oh, it's hilarious. Guess what? I ain't got time for that. And a lot of us don't. And we're wasting time by allowing ourselves to get caught up in this, I hate to be like this, nonsense. Okay? So at least for the next 30 days, you may have to change the way you do your leisure time to allow for time for increased prayer. You may have to change that. Number five, increase journaling and meditation. Okay? You got to get this in. Prayer is how we speak to God. Meditation is how we listen. Stop having one-sided conversations with your higher beings, okay? Stop just talking. That's wonderful. But it's one-sided. You know who does that all the time? Children. Children will go on and on and on and on, and they will talk, and they won't care if you're listening, and they don't care if you're understanding, or they don't care if your ears are bleeding. They don't care. They just want to get their point across, and they just want to keep talking. We don't want to be children in God's eyes. We would like to be young adults, maybe. You know what I'm saying? We would like to show and prove a maturity that God say, oh, wow, look, she's paying attention. Oh, look at my child. She's really trying to make these things happen. You know, we would like to show God good, positive things. But that means we have to let go of some of our baby ways, okay? Can't be the big kid in kindergarten. All right, number six. Some of these are weekly. What we were doing earlier is definitely daily. Some community service, okay? Please, family, do the community service. I know, COVID has changed a lot of things. You know, where I could say, I know we all have busy jobs where we have to be somewhere. Not so much. Remote is the new in. Remote, there are a lot of people that get to dial in and everything else. Guess what? Let's find some way to do some community service. What is community service? Community service can be reading to some little children, can be reading to children. Even if it's through FaceTime or Zoom. Let's get creative. When you are determined to be helpful, you are going to be helpful. So let's get your community service in. I know, you know, there are times where I'm like, we don't have any neighbors here. Where I live in a little business area. But when we did, find you a little old lady who needs some help taking out her trash cans. This is not hard to do, family. Find a way to be helpful to someone. Be determined in it. You can't find some humans? Make a bird feeder. Find a way to give back to Mother Nature. So we got to get this community service in. You have to, now, do you know how hard it is to do community service when you have a full belly? You know how hard it is going to be to do it in the middle of devotion? It may be a little difficult, but that's all part of the sacrifice. Do not hesitate to be helpful. That helps your light to shine. Okay, number seven, no, back to our nose. No weed, alcohol, or self-altering medications. I had a sister and her husband, and they're not even a wonderful approach, okay? They're actually Mother Eagle Ministries. A sister and her husband gave up cigarettes and donated their cigarette money. And I was like, yo, I am impressed with that because this can... I'm a residential substance abuse counselor. So to tell somebody no weed, no alcohol, they'd be like, okay, well, just shoot me then, you know. People are addicted. That's what addiction is. A lot of times they can't help themselves. But you can take that down. You can take it down. You can take it down. So, you know, really understand why we're doing this, okay? And we got to get into that in just a second. We got to get into the motivation, the motivational part. You have to understand not just how to do it, but you got to understand why we do it. Why? Why do any of this? Please don't say it because Mama Seven said so. Don't tell God that, please, Lord. We're doing it as an offering. We're going to take all this, put a bow on it, and give it to God. He's definitely not going to give it to me. I don't have personal attachments to any of this stuff. But God does. God has an attachment to the sacrifice it's going to take. Okay? So I know these things that I say ain't easy. I know it's not. I know. It's not easy. It's not easy for me. I'm up here trying to encourage everybody to get their work done and me at the same time, because this is not easy. But it's worth it, because it gives you a victory in places where you may not have a victory. Okay, all right. So everyone, I'm going to make this right here, number eight. Everyone gets a fast buddy. Why? Because you said it's not easy. The second Monday hits, you're going to be like, second Monday hits, the thing that you say you're giving up, oh, you're going to need it. You're going to need it in your life. That soda's going to be cold when you like Pookie in them, okay? No. This is why we have fast buddies. If your fast buddy is someone who is in the fast like you, this is someone who's struggling in the fast like you. You know, this is someone who you know, we're going to get together, text each other, call each other, whatever it takes. But we're going to really work and see how to get this fast going. And I've already reached out to my prior fast buddies. I had quite a few. But I reached out to my prior fast buddy and said, hey, look, stop that time. And I've gotten some mixed reactions, but all the reactions were wonderful because that let me know how impactful this devotion was last year. And when we have in about 10 minutes, and I know this is only an hour and a half show, but in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about how impactful this fast was. We're going to talk about the clarity. You know, we can also talk about ways we made it through, because, Lord have mercy, you're going to need a hint or two, okay? So fast buddies, somebody you can call. Someone that is attached to you and your success. That's your fast buddy. All right, and then the last one that is so incredibly special is make a personal sacrifice. To me, this is the whipped cream and the cherry on top. What is your personal sacrifice? What is that one thing that you're going to give up and say, look, this is difficult, but I give it up for God. It's beyond what I have to do. I don't have to do it. I don't say black and die. But, you know, I don't have to do anything. But I'm going to not only go do 1 through 8, not only am I going to follow all these rules, not only am I going to pull it in and make these prayers. And, you know, for me, I have a couple things that I do. But I'm going to find and make a personal sacrifice. So last year's sacrifice was, one, I started learning the 99 names of God, which is something I work at every year. And I just know that this is something that God would like me to achieve. And I just keep trying and I keep trying. And I usually every year I get up to about 50. I think last year I may have even gotten up to 60. There's 99, though. I want to go all the way. I want to really, really find ways to push myself in as hard as I can so that I can be productive, okay? And then last year, I think I gave up bread and cheese. Now, if there's no cheese on it, I don't know why it exists. If it doesn't have cheese on it, that's called soda. You know, I love cheese. I love sharp cheese. This tickles me. So for 30 days, even when the sun went down, I said, I'm not going to have any cheese. And it made me not want to eat nothing because I was like, cheese is the reason for living. But it was so, I could feel that my body was different. Now, I'm going to tell you, family, it take about 3 days. We're going to do a podcast one day, and you'll be able to see me with my fingers, my three little fingers up here. It takes 3 days to get over the initial shock to your system, okay? That means for all my hardcore fasters, we're doing sun up to sundown. That means you got to have your food prepared and eaten by sunup. You're going to have to wake up a little early for that. For all of those that are really going to say, hey, look, I'm getting this spiritual journey in place, I got to wake up about 15, 20 minutes earlier so I can try to get my prayers in done. I like to study in the morning and pray at night. That's just kind of my flow. I do a little praying in the morning. I do a little studying at night. But then most of the time, I like to study in the morning when my brain is the sharpest. So, but during these next 30 days, I got to factor in maybe an extra 15 minutes in the morning. And I already wake up at God knows the time in the morning. And I have to make a further sacrifice and say, nope. I want to be able to say before I went anyone's clock, I punched God's clock. That's what I'd like to be able to say. Before I went out to take care of anyone else, I sat back and took care of God's sheep. I took care of God's angels before I went anywhere else, before I did anything else. And so what does that mean? What sacrifice does that mean I have to make? I'm going to wake up a little earlier. I have to be committed to that. It's okay. So that's how I have worked in the past. This year, this sacrifice might actually kill me. No, this sacrifice I am going to be this year, along with still applying my knowledge, learning my 99 names, along with maintaining my prayer regimen in adding more prayer. You know, I'd like to memorize a new prayer this year. I am committed to exercising every day. And it doesn't have to be extensive, but it does have to be at least 20 minutes. And when I said it, I mean, I swear it jumped out my mouth the first time before I even had a good handle on it. I said, wow, just go ahead and commit me. You know, that is something that I have not done before. Now, let me tell you, family, I have been fasting probably since I was about 11 years old, and I'm almost 50. So I've been fasting a long time, and I find ways to constantly challenge myself. I want to challenge myself. I want God to see me working. If I don't want to be sitting back, chilling, you know, eating celery, you know, putting cucumbers on my eyes, whatever. I don't want to be chilling to the point where the work isn't really work anymore. And that happens. But I know life, I know anything that you do, you're going to get out of it what you put in it. So there are times where I tell people, look, dig deep. Dig deep. Think harder. What is it going to really mean to challenge yourself? What would you have to do to really say, okay, now this is a fast. You know, now this is a true gift for God. Do not say you're going to give up cigarettes for God and you don't smoke. There's no challenge in that. So, you know, let's really think about it. What do you need to do? What would really push you over your edge? You know, sometimes we get comfortable in our challenges. What would push you over your edge? I have to say last year was my youngest son, Talib. You know, he had turned 15. I said, okay, Shorty Bop. You know, he had gone through and, you know, he was already decreasing TV. He was already, you know, no fast food. He had already done some of the basics. But last year, he did the full-fledged not eating. And I was like, yo, go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? I was so very proud. So proud. My oldest, Solomon, has fasted with me many years. I think, probably since he was about 16 or 17, he got serious. When we be in the house together, you know, when you're in the house with me, you wake up to the smell of bread cooking, you know. So we'll start our fast with bread, some tea, coffee, you know, some fruit. That's a great way to start your day, okay? And you're going to be like, no, I need some grits. I need some, no, don't do the hard stuff. Trust me, I've done it. Don't do it. So, but when Solomon was home, he would, you know, jump in there and be there with morning prayer. And it was fabulous. And even as an adult, you know, when he had a choice, when he could do this or could, he still made a choice to. And so I feel really good. And I say that so that other people know, you know, children can fast too. Whatever their little abilities, go ahead and do that. And you got to starve him, but he can pull up from the Power Rangers for 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Where when we say no fast food, even if you were going to the movie, skip the popcorn and the soda. Just go to the movies. You know? So there's ways that, and that's a sacrifice, especially if they use that big old tub of butter and everything else like that. That is a sacrifice. All we're doing is trying to create sacrifices. All we're trying to do is show God that in everything we do, we can still honor him. Everything we do, we can still honor God. So I'm at work going into the belly of the beast, and there's this older Caucasian lady trying to get in the gate, okay? The gate's not letting us in. And I'm sitting out here. I don't belong on the other side of the fence anyway. When I go to work, I stay at work. But for some reason, Spirit said, no, come on out. And I had to go back in. So I'm stuck in the gate with this woman. And she's like, oh, Mother God, can we please get in this gate? And I was like, Mother God? And so and this woman is getting more and more frustrated. Then she starts naming off all these female goddess names. Oh, goddess so-and-so, please help us get in this gate. And I'm looking at her like, woman, what are you? You're just out here declaring your goddesses God? What are you doing? And that's what she was doing, okay? So it was important for me on Wednesday, on Mother's Day, for me to go and see this woman declaring her goddesses as God and to be very upfront and vocal and out. And so I was like, okay, Spirit, I get it. You pull me out, show me that there are some real unapologetic understandings of God floating around here. So move accordingly. I've already, you know, where I work at, there are 5 or 6 men that have said, hey, I would like your help in fasting. And I was like, really? Because I have a small group that's going to be fasting. And they're like, please count me in your group. Can we listen? Can we hear your motivational thing? Can we? And I was like, okay, all right, God. So as we're preparing, as we're getting our little box together of the things that we will be doing and things we won't be doing as we're doing this, God is working ahead of me, as always, in preparing positive steps for me, in preparing places for me, and preparing people that are going to help me and people that need my help. This is what we're doing, okay, family? And we're doing it in a really big way. And we're doing it without any apologies. We're doing it strong. So you're not supposed to be doing this fast, rolling, curled up in a corner, shivering and shaking. Let that go. Let it go. That's not how we're doing this. You got to say it with your chest, okay? You got to declare your God, God, okay? You have to declare your strength, strength. And if you ain't got none, you need to call me so we can find some, okay? So this is where we are, all right? That's your box. Now I need you to do the last piece. You got to connect. What are you going to give up? What is your community service going to be? How are you going to find ways to really make your offering a true offering, okay? Remember, this is not a competition within a wonderful approach. What you do and what you offer may not mean anything to anyone outside of you. So remember, we want to remember the reason for the season. You know what I'm saying? We want to remember why we're doing it, be motivated in it, and let's move forward from there, okay? So I want to get to the phone line. I want you to press 1. I want you to share either your experience last year, your special little sacrifice, what you're going to do. Let me tell you, I saw this list. It was posted in one of my angel's houses. And I didn't realize it, but when I saw the list, you know, because I make house calls. Don't say people don't make house calls. I get in my car. My car doesn't. The name of my car is. That's the name. My car. I get in my car and I go. Okay. And so I was in the house and I saw this list and I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Oh yeah, yeah, we need to work on that. I said, oh, by the time I finished reading, I was like, man, this is a great idea. And then I looked at the top and was like, okay. This is the fast that we've been doing. But it caught me by surprise. I didn't say that up top, but this is the fast. And I was so proud to see it posted up there because that means she was looking at it. And it was right by the door. So I was like, oh, okay, here we go. Here we go. So here we go again with another year and another opportunity to really, really work as hard as we can. So I want you to press 1. I want you to share. Just share where you are, even if you're at the beginning. And then this weekend, let's make plans to connect so that we can get all our fast buddies lined up and we can get ready to really knock this thing out. You know, I don't think it's going to be as hard as 2020, but I didn't even know what to expect in 2020. So here we are, 2021. I'm excited and a little nervous at the same time. But I'm going to run to the phone lines real quick because phone has been, oh, my God, has been waiting patiently. But I really want to go ahead and find out, what are we going to do? How are we doing this fast? Okay? So greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Ah, Sister Melissa. I am well. How are you?
I'm just now listening to that list. To me, sound like a countdown. But listening to that list. Figuring out how unrighteous I am. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, there's so much room for improvement. Oh, I thought I was on to something, and now I'm all like, nope, that's not special anymore. Oh. And my plans is going to this one hard. Like, I'm planning to go in this as hard as I can right now for and be respectful. And be respectful because I don't want to put something on the list that I know I don't have no intentions of even trying. But I'm trying, so I'm going to say I'm not doing anything special. My sacrifice is in the steps, okay, the countdown,
okay.
The numbers that you have. My sacrifice is in each and every one of them, whether I'm gaining something or giving up something. That's how I'm going to have to look at it, because I really can't think of anything extra special to add to the list.
Look,
I just can't.
It's a tight list.
Okay. So my extra special is, you know, I am an omnivore. I eat all animals. I'm not prejudiced against any of that stuff. I will never be a vegan. I'm not going to try. I believe that plants should be plants and meat should be meat, and I should be able to eat them when I want to, how I want to. But what I'm going to do for the fast, because I'm telling you, I'm a diehard carnivore, okay? I mean, omnivore, excuse me, because I eat it all. I eat all of it. Good stuff. I am going to remove the beef, the poultry, and the pork.
Woo.
I will
eat seafood. Now, that's something special we're talking about. That's major.
I will eat seafood. That is extra major because I have, I don't eat fish that much. Being from Boston, I love my shellfish. So, like, for the past couple of months, I've been thinking about this fast for the past couple of months, how I'm going to do this, what I'm going to do. So I already found the foods that I know I will eat because I'm not just going to run to Captain D's and buy some fish sticks. I'm not, that's nasty to me. I would, I'm not doing that. So I have to make sure I find something that I can cook and do. So I found the kind of foods I want, and I got my plan going on that one. For the prayer increase, I decided to, I think you might have said something a couple of weeks ago about a prayer jar. I think you said, I know you were talking about a swear jar, but I think you said a prayer jar. But anyway, that's what I heard. So I'm going to make a jar, and every time I say a prayer, whether it's over food or over myself or somebody else, whatever the topic is, I'm just going to write what the topic is. I'm not going to write the whole prayer down because who knows what I'm going to really say. But I'm going to write the topic down, throw it in the bowl, and just get a visual of how my increase is going. And then after that, I plan on journaling that and then, you know, releasing it to the universe. So meditation, I've already asked a couple of people how they do theirs. I got a clock. I got how many days a week. I got, I'm going to start at 5 minutes, and I'm going to see where I get to by 30 days. Exercise, I can't not do it. Like, I always do it, and then I don't even always do it. So let me stop saying that. I try to always do it.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I try to always do it. I'm no good with exercise. But I am going to reapply myself, and I've added some other challenges to that exercise regime. So that's gonna increase. And there's some other things that I know I'm missing out because, you know me, I'm excited all over the place. But I am really looking forward to this devotion. Like, I'm glad I am, because if I wasn't in that list, I came on the phone line with my chest puffed out, but I'm so my chest sunk in right now. Like, girl, get back. You ain't do nothing yet.
Trust me, I know. I've been sitting there looking like, really, Spirit, really. So yeah, it's a tough list. And for all those that worked with us last year, you know this ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? You are really, when you put God first, you're going to realize how far off we've been. We've been off.
Yeah.
We have been off. So thank you, my dear sister. You will be seeing lots of texts from me this weekend. Don't forget, we're going to be having our OMO class. We're going to be doing our Egg Bay classes. And so that's increased study. And so we're going to be working on getting us as good as we can. We want to get back to our righteous self. And what this is, does, exactly what you said it does, it lets us know how far off we are in our daily life from where we really need to be. So that's why we do this once a year. And it's a great exercise. Once you do this, those Wednesdays will be easy because you're like, oh, yeah, I've been there, you know, done that. This is what Wednesdays are, you know what I'm saying? So absolutely. So we'll be talking more this weekend, my dear.
All right, we have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, and you know something that Sister Melissa said that's so very important? She said, we're not going to be substituting one thing for another, okay? Be clear. So if you are giving up meat, and giving up meat is a big thing, you know, I eat chicken sparingly, and, you know, it's not a big deal. I do and then I don't. But what you will find is that chicken is everything, is everywhere. And so giving that up, I went to the aisle once. I had this one sister. We were working on something together. We were like, look, we're going to pray our way. We're going to fast our way. And me and her, we were like, oh, we're going to make it happen, right? No chicken. That no. I went to the aisle and took a picture of the soup aisle. Those soups that I love so much, the Campbell chunky soups, when I'm not hand making the soup, I like chunky soup, right? All on chicken, all on chicken. Chicken and sausage, chicken and noodles, chicken and dumpling, all chicken. So you will find that there is not a lot of options that don't have chicken in it. So it's really, really a great exercise when we're learning what we're really putting into our bodies. Sometimes we don't pay attention. All right, I got another call that would like to speak. We need to hear what you're giving up, what you're doing, how's this fast working for you, so to help give us some inspiration and some ideas. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Peace, Alafia, and greetings. This is Sister Unique.
Alafia, my dear, how you doing?
Doing wonderful, Mama Seven. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah, how has the Wednesday been?
It's been great. Shout out to Brother Mike. Today is his birthday. Woo!
Oh, really?
Shout out to Sister Zakia. Tomorrow's her birthday. Woo!
Okay, look here, all you Aries trying to take over.
Yeah, my Aries. Shout out to my sister Nisi. Her birthday was a couple weeks ago. Woo! Yeah, so,
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well shout out Habiba. So, hers was Friday. So,
happy birthday. And all my Aries people, shout out. It was great because
okay.
I had to eat all that cake before the devotions. There was lots of cake involved.
Yes.
Lots of good cake. So last year, the devotion was really, really interesting because, you know, at the beginning of the year, I always do, you know, my yearly reading. And one of the things that came out was that I needed to spend a whole year dedicated to my spiritual growth and development. So
Amen.
I made sure I attended as many guided meditations, retreats, and when I did the devotion, I went in full-fledged, and I knew what my weaknesses were, and I knew what my strengths were. So I made sure I utilized the tools I had. Your number one tool is your buddy. Your buddy. You know what I'm saying? Your buddy. You really find out what you made of. And who your real friends are with your fast buddy. Because your fast buddy would talk you through those last 30 minutes of sundown, before sundown. Your fast buddy, right before, you know, in the middle of the day, you're like, are you good? It was like, no. Are you? It was like, no, I thought it was just me. You know, you have somebody that you can go to, you know, that talk, you know, at many times you open up the refrigerator and you're thinking that, you know, something's going to appear or something. No, get out the refrigerator, find something else to do. Did you pray today? Yes, I did. Well, let's pray again. Let's pray together. You know, so fast, buddy. And when you're fasting, you're purging. So for me last year, the year before, the food was a big thing for me. Last year it wasn't because that was my second year going into it. So I wasn't focused on the food. So with me not being focused on the food, I was hungry for other things. I was hungry for knowledge. I was hungry for the prayers. I was hungry to teach. I was hungry to share. You know, so a lot of my energy was redirected. So if you can get past, that's not to say I wasn't hungry. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about this fast is that with it correlating with Ramadan, as we're going on, the days are getting longer. So, you know, we start out at 7 o'clock, at 7:40. By the time we end, you know, it might not be getting dark to 8:40. You know, we're halfway through the show, you know.
Yep.
So So that's fast budding, and you know, you going through that, and the gratitude part helped me out a lot. You know, being
Absolutely.
Grateful. You know, waking up to that morning prayer and devotion was fantastic. And I give a
Amen.
Shout out to you and everybody who got up every single morning, who sent out those text messages, who reminded us, because what I was able to do is I got up extra early because I made sure I ate. And then I would spend that last 30 minutes prior to me even leaving the house, after I've already said my prayers, listening to the devotion.
Amen.
You know, so I'm listening to the devotion. I'm sitting back. I'm setting precedence for my day. How
That's right.
I want my day to be, you know, and adding on those extra, you know, things that I wanted to see within myself and what I was trying to pull from my environment and what I wanted to manifest. And then the outcome, I really did receive some wonderful blessings. Like, oh, whew, I was very much so blessed for the hard
yes.
work that I put in. Not just the hard work, but the fact that I was being obedient. And what I said I was going to do, I did. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, that's easy. It's easy for
no.
me in my journey. It was easy for me to keep my word to other people. It was hard for me to keep my word to myself. You know, I wasn't being truthful with myself. Like, so this year my focus is on being good to myself, being better to myself. They say love
Amen.
Your neighbor as you do yourself. Well, how can I really love my neighbor if I'm really not good to myself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's one of the things I plan on doing this year. What I am going to do that I didn't do what I did last year was I'm that person that put the $40 in advance in my swear jar because I already knew I was going to set it on. You know what I'm saying? Because I stopped with the sugar too and it wasn't good for people around me. So I paid in advance. Don't do that, everybody. Just to work. It doesn't work that way. Don't pay me. You're not supposed to do that. So I'm really going to focus on precision of language.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to focus. I'm going to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thing that I'm going to learn is that I'm going to start learning French. So
oh.
I already
probably
through
the fun
yeah.
day. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That too. Oui, oui. Everything's oui, oui. So yeah, I got to the first part, right? So, you know,
yeah.
I've already set up, you know, some, you know, my app on my telephone and got my subscription going, and that's something I'm going to focus on, that learning a different
awesome.
language, learning another prayer that I can hold
yeah.
that I can put under my belt, and just really
yeah.
propelling forward to be an example and more community service. You know, because
yes.
we don't realize how many people are really watching us, you know.
Yes.
And with us coming out of, like, I work in a skilled nursing facility, so we have a lot more residents. We've lost a lot of people through to this COVID virus, you know. So you
mm-hmm.
have a lot of the elders that are, like, they're scared. They don't know what to do. They haven't seen
mm-hmm.
people in a long
mm-hmm.
time. I had one come up to me. She was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long. I thought you quit this and this and that. And I was like, no, I didn't quit. I've been here. He was like, well, you need to come by and see us sometime. We need to see you. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
and
they don't
want nothing from you.
Yeah,
they
don't
want
anything
from you but to eyeball you. Yeah. Yeah.
Just to eyeball me, you know, because yeah. I was that person to walk up and down the hall singing. You know, even
mm-hmm.
if they didn't want to hear me, I was singing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing my thing. Like the lady asked me, oh, my goodness, Miss Harris, she was like, you need to come by my room today and get some of this chocolate. And I was like, well, Miss Harris, I'm fasting. Oh, you just going to listen
mm-hmm.
to what everybody tells you to do? I'm like, hold on, ma'am. I said, I'm fasting. Oh, okay,
right.
Okay. I'm fasting for the Lord. She was like, oh, okay,
yeah, yeah,
you can listen
yeah,
to him.
Yeah.
You know?
I give you permission
like,
to listen to him.
Fasting.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
You need to come down here. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm fasting.
I guess I can give make plans for Jesus. I guess so.
So that's something I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and put forth that effort to spend more time with my elders,
Amen.
Just talking with them, because
Amen.
A lot of the family members don't get the opportunity to come in and see them, and
mm-hmm.
you would not realize how many people we've lost just due to a broken heart.
Yeah.
Because they used to
have that
contact. They used to having that contact. And even with ourselves, with
mm-hmm.
us being spending this last year isolated, it was a challenge. A whole year.
Something that was supposed to be a couple
challenge.
Of months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It was a challenge.
It's horrible.
For us to really see, can you really live with yourself? Can
yeah.
you really deal
yeah.
with yourself? Because it's easy to, be on social media and posting pictures and everything's looking good and this and that. But when you can't get out, I'm telling you, those first 6 months where you couldn't get out and get your nails and your hair did and you can't get to the barbershop. And then you really got the opportunity to see. I mean, there were so many challenges and memes, and they
yeah.
got bad. It was like, post your baby's pictures. You're like, what's going on? You don't have nothing to do.
Okay.
You have to sit
yeah.
back and really deal with yourself. So
yep.
for me, I'm not a big social media person. So me giving up social media isn't going to be a challenge for me.
Exactly.
If anything,
That's not
one of my things. My thing is more of the self-love and really being diligent.
Self-care.
And self-care that has been
yeah.
preached to me over. Self-care, I'm doing it. I took a bath. No, honey, that's not self-care. I lost a bubble in it. It was like, no. Come on. That's not self-care.
That's
okay.
Nowhere near enough self-care.
That's
not even
tipping
the scale.
I'm just saying, we all have room for improvement. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and
so
let it really be a challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but start where you're at.
Yes.
If you can't do the sun up, the sun down, choose to do fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If,
correct.
If you don't do every day, do commit to 2 or 3 times a day,
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that it's being presented to as a gift to God, Because every day God gives us a gift. Every single day we wake up, it's a gift. Earth gives
whether
us
we say
a
thank
gift.
You or not.
Whether we say thank you or not.
Yeah, whether we appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely.
What 30 days?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, for all that God does for us without any
mm-hmm.
expectation of us even acknowledging it. 30 days,
mm-hmm.
you will realize ain't that hard. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
And we're not asking for 30 days at once. We're asking to do one day at a time, equaling
mm-hmm.
30 days. Sometimes when we look at things, as a whole, rather than bites and pieces of it, then we get caught
mm-hmm.
up. You know what I'm saying? So, no, we're not doing that. We got to take it one day at a time.
Or you could go wild like Sister Nicole did and did it for 30 days and then
turn around and
invited somebody else and did it for another 30 days. And I'm on the sideline with my people like, okay, girl.
Okay. You're going to hurt that fast muscle. You're going to hurt that muscle. There you go. It's going to be a little sore, but you got it.
But
the outcome
of that journey is so beautiful for that commitment. Like, I'm just like, well, I want to do it again. I want to go hard again. We play hard, and we work hard. So this is the beginning of that work. That work that
Amen.
We have to do is a new year, so I'm ready.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Yeah,
this is definitely the beginning. I have seen people really, really get blessed
incredibly. Now, don't forget, this is a gift. And when you give a gift, you're supposed to just give it and not ask for anything in return. But it's nice to know there is a return. It's nice to know that for once, someone who's done so much for us, we can turn around and say, elevate that energy and say, hey, here you go. I got one more caller I'm going to get in because this is an important show. Spending time with each other, sharing how we get here, what we do, how we're going to get it done. So I want to go ahead and grab this. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Peace, this is Adrena.
Greetings, Sister Adrena. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I think you're a first-time caller. So how are you this evening?
This is my first time actually saying anything.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And this will be my very first fast.
Yay!
So this is actually touching on some things that you and I have spoke about already, about as far as the prayers and meditating and journaling. Mm-hmm. So I guess this is just the push that I need to do it. And
awesome.
I had, I wasn't even to, and Sister Unique texted me, and I was like, oh, it's Wednesday. I was like, let me call her.
Yes. How awesome. How awesome. Look, South Carolina has their study group. North Carolina gets their study group. We're going to just take over the whole U.S. starting from right here, you know?
So I know I have so many things to work on, but I think social media will probably be a very big thing for me because that takes a lot of my time. Not on purpose. I just sit there and, you know, I look.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, it's the cat videos. You know, you start off looking at one thing and it's like next thing you know, 4 hours have passed and you've just been laying there looking at Facebook and Instagram. So I think that's going to definitely be something that I give up. And junk food. I can live without meat. I don't have to have meat. I love seafood, but as far as other meat, I can live without it. It's not a big deal to me. So that wouldn't necessarily be a fast for me because it's not a big deal. But junk food is my weakness. So that's going to be something for me to give up as well.
That sounds absolutely awesome. I'm so proud of you because this is a big step. This is a big step.
Yeah.
You know, I was so glad that Sister Melissa came on and was like, that's a rough list, Mama Seven. It is. It really is. But I'm so glad that, you know, you were like, hey, it's a big step and I'm going to take it. And one thing I love about the way A Wonderful Approach does everything, there's a lot of support in that. You know what I'm saying? So all you do is you let them know, hey, Mama said I'm fasting. You get your fast buddy. And I'm telling you, people are friends with their fast buddies. I mean, close friends. Yeah. Years later, you know, it was set up just to kind of help have a little support in the middle of the fast. And some of these relationships are still in place because we've bonded over something so powerful. You know, this person helped me prepare my gift for God, and that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that someone can help you with, and you will be forever grateful, even if you never see them again. They were so important right at this moment. And so that's how I feel about a lot of people I have the privilege of coming in contact with. It don't mean we're going to be together forever, but it does help me, encourage me, say, okay, look, go further. So, my dear sister, I am so glad that you made the decision. You're coming on in, and we're going to make some beautiful things happen, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Awesome. You are more than welcome. And thanks for calling in and pressing one. Getting that first-time caller. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
How about, look, we're going to have, okay, for all my veterans, if you've done 1 year, you've done it. You know the accomplishment in that. We have quite a few new people that have never fasted before, that maybe that text buddy, hey, how you doing? You know, the sun looks like it's just, I remember I texted Sister Faith one time. I said, that sun is just sitting there. It ain't moving. You know, I think it's, she said, I think it's broken. So, you know, it's nice to have somebody who you can have, I don't want to say good, clean fun with, but, you know, a place where you're around people that understand your spiritual practices. You're with people that understand what it's like to try to make God your focal point, the center, the steering wheel. You know, you're with people that are like, hey, this is our life. This is what we do. And so I love it. That's one reason why, you know, retreat's a lot of work. I love retreats. I love workshops and guided meditations. Anything we can do to get close to each other, to build with each other, this is what we have to do. And I absolutely adore it. So here we are. This is the work that we do. As you can tell, I absolutely love the work and all that is made for us to do. Okay? We are wrapping down the show. I think we had a time warp, a time bubble in there, because this says 9:22, and I thought we were starting to talk about fast. One thing I want to tell you about fasting, my dear friends, don't let anything surprise you. Don't get so wrapped up and frustrated that if you have one bad day that you throw the whole month away. No, it happens. You know, sometimes on Wednesdays, I'm like, God, I'm hungry. You know, you're just like, oh. And then, you know, one of my coworkers is like, you never go to lunch. I was like, oh, yes, that's because I'm fasting. Hello. But, you know, don't be surprised when this is just not easy peasy. You know, don't beat yourself up if it takes a running start to kind of get some things going, or if you have to retry and retry again. You know, this is not about torturing yourself. That's not the purpose. God is not into torture, okay? God is into evolution. You know, he's into seeing you evolve past some of your base features, okay? You know, we have to evolve out of that root energy and start to elevate our energy and be intentional with our thoughts, with our intentions, with our resources. With our number one resource, of course, for me is time. You know, we have to have evolution in this. So I remember last year fasting and doing a lot of traveling in North Carolina, in South Carolina. And Sister Makita was like, look, I know you can't eat out. Let me prepare dinner. And I was like, yep, got it. You know, so I had to learn how to pull on other resources, have other people help me try to achieve my goals and my gifts. So that's what this time is all about, not torture. So sometimes you got to wrap your mind around it so you can be clear as to what you're doing and why. Okay? Oh, my goodness, family. Time again. Blink. Time for prayer. I absolutely love prayer. This is my favorite time of year for trying to learn new prayer, okay? Get comfortable with my old prayers. Let's do a little review. You know, let's take it up a notch and let's get a little more comfortable in it. But every Wednesday, we do prayer on the program. And that helps, number one, people to become familiar in hearing different types of prayers. And it also helps you to know everything that you do, that you bring God into, you are elevating it. You're elevating this energy. And that's what we do. That's what A Wonderful Approach is all about. That's what the radio programs are all about. We're trying to elevate this energy. So we bring God into it, right? Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly. We come before you with heads bowed, arms open,
heart open, mind open, chakras open, all these things open to you and connecting and reconnecting with you. God, we come before you so that we can be loved on, nurtured, cared for, educated, protected, even chastised, God. Whatever it takes to help get us on the right path, which is your path. God, help us to be able to focus our eyes on you and your will. Help us to focus our eyes on all of the things that you need from us. Allow us to be mature. Allow us to be considerate. Allow us to be loving. Allow us to be all those things that are pleasing in your sight. And give us the strength to turn away from this world and its worldly ways. At least for 30 days, God, allow our focal point to be you. You have given us all the information. You have made a way out of no way. You have everything that we need to get through this process. All we have to do is trust you. All we have to do is trust ourselves. So, God, I'm asking that you strengthen that connection with each of us. Strengthen those wants. Strengthen those needs. Help us to be and build, be better people, be better daughters, better wives, be better husbands. Help us be better children in your eyes so that we can grow, we can evolve, we can set good examples for those that will come behind us and learn. Allow us to be open-minded, non-judgmental, God, to be loving, God. Teach us about forgiveness, God, and allow us to have a nice, thick, healthy dose of it, ready to give out when needed. God, allow our flaws to make us strong, to make us empathetic. Allow even the things that would crack our vessel to become points of strength, to become points of tolerance, to become points of inclusivity. Allow these negative things to bypass us altogether. No sickness, no death, no ill fortune. Allow all of those things to pass us by as we stay focused on you, God. These things I ask in your name. Amen.